大家早安，非常谢谢，我们好久不见。
Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for coming. It has been a long time since I last seen you.
我记得我们师父在在教我们的时候他曾经讲过，我们见面的时候，通常第一个念头是想什么。
I remember 师父 had taught us before that he asked us a question. When people first see each other, what is the first thought that comes to our mind?
可能我们想就是说，我可以从他的身上得到什么东西。
Very often, the first thought that comes to our mind is, what is it that I can get from that person? What can I benefit from?
或者是说，我可以为他做什么事。
Or you could think that, what is it that I can do for this person? How can I benefit that person?
所以呢，大家可以想一想你是，我们是是哪里呢？是哪一个呢？
So you can think about it and reflect. Which one are you?
大部分的是第一个想法呢，还是大部分是第二个想法？
Do you come up with the first thought most of the time? Or most of the time you generate the second type of thought? How can you benefit others?
所以今天我们是这个题目叫做禅话家常嘛，所以呢，这个呢就是让大家想一想。
So this is something for you to think about, since our topic for today's talk is a little chat about Chan.
其实呢是师父就叫我们他跟我们分享的就是说，其实我们应该是做第二种想法，也就是说，我究竟能够帮这个人什么忙。
And we're also relating this to how we can apply Chan to our daily life. So, Shifu has taught us that we have to think about whether we should apply the first thought or we should use a second thought of how to benefit other people and use that more.
在这边跟大家分享一个小故事。我们在台湾有一位信众，然后呢他得了癌症要到医院里头说接受治疗。
So let me share a little story with you. In Taiwan, there is a practitioner, a disciple, who actually had cancer, and this person has to go to hospital to receive treatment.
那照理说，如果是你是癌症病人的时候呢，那大概是会担心自己这个病情怎么办啊，就开始想然后呢是怎么处理这个自己的家里的事情啊等等，通常都是这样子。
Generally, people who have cancer probably start worrying about how they're doing, the conditions, the seriousness of their illness, and they may even start thinking about what they're going to do about their family, how to take care of them, etc. That's the general case.
可是因为这位信众他曾经参加过我们师父举办的禅期，所以呢他就想起在禅期的过程中他经过的困难，跟比如说最困难大概是腿痛吧是痛得要死的那个情况，然后他想，我已经经过了那么辛苦的腿痛，现在这个我在医院里头没什么了不起。
And because this person had attended Shifu's Chan retreat, 7-day Chan retreat previously, So this person recalled his experience during the retreat, and all the obstacles and difficulties that he or she went through. And he thought, I went through a lot of excruciating pains associated with the legs already. If I'm able to go through all those pain, now what I'm going through right now is just a small potato.
所以呢，他就不太在意自己的那些病痛，而开始在那个病，他那个楼层哈，就是照顾那些其他的癌症的病患。然后照顾的过程中呢，他就很快乐。然后呢，虽然是要经过这些这个什么治疗啦，这些 CAT scan 啊 whatever， 结果呢，他还是很快的就出院了。啊，结果他在住院的时间，他是很快乐的。
So this person decided not to worry too much about his own conditions, and he started taking care of the other patients on the same floor, just helping them out. So even though he had to went through some exams, some testings like CAT scan or whatnot, this person ended up having a really good time in the hospital, and he left the hospital very soon. He was discharged.
Oh, 那个人是女中。那个人是个女中。
Sorry, that was a woman. So she.
okay. 那是第一个故事啊。现在想讲到另外一个哈，就是昨天我有在 Flushing 有个演讲嘛，公开的演讲。然后呢，题目叫做“快乐自在来学禅”。然后在之前呢，《世界日报呢》是有来访问。好，那他在访问那个过程里头呢，访问到一个问题，就是说当你面对不讲理的人的时候呢，怎么样的去处理，他提了这个问题这样的。
So that was the first story that I wanted to share, and now moving on to the second story. So yesterday I had a public talk in Flushing. It's the topic for the talk is come to learn Chan happily and with joy and ease. And so the public talk took place yesterday in Flushing. And before that, the World Journal had actually come to interview me. And during the interview, one question came up, that which was, if you're dealing with people that are unreasonable, what do you do?
在这边跟大家分享一个，也是师父在台湾的一个弟子。他呢是一位议员，然后呢在议会的时候啊，只是轮到他被质问，然后呢人家去批评他，然后更甚至于这个骂他。那大家可能知道台湾那个议会的那种乱法哈，可能更甚至于有些时候还打架的，这是就是很夸张的一个状况。
So I relay the question to one of Shifu's story. When Shifu was in Taiwan, he had one disciple, and this disciple was a house representative or a congressman in Taiwan. And so usually in Taiwan, the interrogation, the inquiry process was very intense. So a lot of people will question him in very harsh manners about all sorts of issues.
那他怎么办呢？他就在自己的桌上面呢，就是很用心的去抄心经。
So what did he do?This person had just sitting in front of his desk and starting to copy the Heart Sutra mindfully.
这个抄完了，这边一直在骂，啊，他就是抄，好像在做笔记一样。
So while everyone else was yelling at him, he was sitting there just copying the Heart Sutra, writing full heartedly, just as if he's taking notes of what other people are saying.
然后呢，这些人骂到累停止了，他的抄心经也抄完了。
So these people kept yelling at him, until all the yelling actually dwindled down, and he has also finished copying his heart sutra.
然后呢，议会就结束了。
And then the meeting was over.
那是一个哈、哦，那另外一个呢，就是说，其实禅修的人有一些时候面对这些问题的时候呢，我们师父教的方法就是说，你就好好的。眼睛往下看，对，不要对着对方，眼睛往下看，然后呢体验你的呼吸、哦、那体验你的呼吸，你这个心平气和嘛，心平气和以后呢，如果是对方这个就算是他很不讲理，对，就算是他很生气等等，那他发脾气是一阵子而已啊，待会他就没事了，因为他看到你这个人好像是很抱歉的样子，眼睛是往下看的，其实是你在体验呼吸，可是他以为是啊，这个人好像觉得、哎、他是不对的。
So that was case two, and now case three. So what 师父 taught us was for Chan practitioners.Oftentimes in situations of conflict or confrontations, what you can do is you can lower your gaze and start relaxing and experience your breathing. So you would do that during a situation of conflict. And the other person could be really angry or very hot-tempered, but all those emotional turmoil will pass very shortly. And in fact, the other person, the person who's mad at you, yelling at you, may think, oh, this person is lowering his gaze and, you know, he appeared to be very calm. It looks like he's very, very sorry about the situation. And so the whole argument will just blow by quickly.
所以呢，心平气和以后呢，就可以好好的沟通了。
And once everybody is able to calm down and be relaxed about it, then you can start to have genuine communication.
好，第三个呢，就是第三点啊，就是说，哎，我们师父教我们就是说，不要去故意夸张自己的强项啊，而也不要到处去显露自己的弱点，可是呢。对自己呢要有信心，就是说知道自己的能耐是什么，知道自己的能力是什么，有很清楚的知道自己的优缺点。
And the third point I'm trying to make is that 师父 had taught us this important lesson where first do not boast about your strengthsAt the same time, there's no need for you to expose your weakness to the world either. Be confident of who you are and know yourself.
那这个呢，一个呢是你对自己的能力强项啊，夸张的时候呢，就是说培养这种骄傲的心。然后呢，如果是随时随地啊，都会显露出自己那些弱点的时候呢，会让人家会怕的，让别人怕。比如说你是比较穷的，你到处说，哎呀，我很穷啊，也很穷，很穷。那如果是你到处的讲自己很穷的时候呢，人家还怕，怕什么？怕你跟他借钱啊。
So, first, do not exaggerate or boast about your own strengths or what you're good at, because by doing so, you will be cultivating arrogance. But the second part is, do not expose and should keep telling the world about your weaknesses, because it will actually make other people become fearful of you, plant seeds of fear in them.And why is that? For instance, if you are a poor person, you really don't have to, you know, share with the rest of the world, keep saying, I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm poor. If you keep saying that, then other people, whenever they come to you and hear you say that, will be afraid of you because they might be afraid that you want to borrow money from them.
可是对于自己的缺点要很清楚，然后呢，希望去改进。然后呢，对于自己的这个优点呢，可以继续发展啊，让它更好一些。 那不是问题。
At the same time, you do have to be clear about your own weaknesses, and you need to try to improve upon them. And it's okay also to know your own strengths and continue to develop it. Having these kind of awareness is okay.
而是呢，如果是很自然的，别人知道你这些优点，那没问题。然后呢，很自然的，或者是不是故意的，可是呢，有一些缺点，别人也看到，我们也不要太在意。
But if naturally through interaction people become aware of some of your strengths, then that's okay. It's not a problem because you're not boasting about it. By the same token, naturally, very spontaneously, if people come to know some of your weaknesses, that's okay as well. And we don't have to, we shouldn't care too much about it.
比如说有一个菩萨，他呢最忌讳人家看到他身体上面的某一些缺点，就是说他身上长了一个，有个地方啊，他长了一个很特别，那个地方那个皮肤是黑的，然后上面长了很多毛，他是长不像，不大像一个 一般正常的人，所以呢他是最怕人家看到那个地方。然后呢有一次师父是故意去给他拉住呵呵，他就哇他就是很紧张啊，他赶快去给他遮起来，他不让人再看到，已经看到了嘛，就是没关系啊，就是这样，很自然的嘛。
是你中还难中？
难中。
So there was also another practitioner who really was really careful and not wanting other people to see a particular part of his body. There's actually a patch of his skin that's really, really dark and black, and there's a lot of hair on that patch of skin. So he guards it carefully and not wanting other people to see it. But once, because Shifu knows about his fear, Shifu actually grabbed his shirt and exposed that part. And that person started to panic. But really, there's no point to panic. It's just part of your skin. It's very natural. You should just deal with it and be okay with it.
那我们可能想，就是我们的师父怎么那么调皮呢？其实，或者是怎么的恶意呢？其实他不是，其实他是想教这个弟子哈，其实对自己的缺点，如果是就是就算是我们不是故意的去显现我们自己的缺点。可是呢，别人已经知道，就是这样啊，我就是这样啊。
Some of you may feel that, oh, Shifu is quite naughty, or some you may even think that he's vicious. It's really not that case. Shifu, what he was trying to do is to teach this disciple that it's okay, it's just part of you. It's okay that people came to know some flaws of yours naturally, and you should just be okay with it. It's a matter of fact.
好，第四点呢，就是说，刚刚其实是跟第三点连在一起的哈，就是说，知道自己能够做什么，跟什么事情是不能够做的。
The fourth point is actually related to the third point, which is know what are the things that you are capable of doing and what are the things that you are not capable of doing.
这个是就是跟大家分享，也是跟师父有关的，就是说他那个时候在当兵，哦，在台湾，然后呢看到人家这个横渡日月潭游泳过去啊，他就啊他也想试试看，结果呢是他去游泳，他会游泳，可是呢到了那个。可能是在那个日月潭的那个中间哈，结果那边有那个漩涡，有水的漩涡，他一下子被拉下去了，然后呢，差不多快溺死了，还好那个时候哈有个船来把他救起来，他这个故事呢，他的这个应该算是他的生命故事哈，就让他知道啊，有一些事情，哎，自己不是那个能力的是不能做的。这个是很深刻的一个印象。
to illustrate this point, there's also another story about Shifu. When Shifu was young, he was in the military, doing his military service. And at that time, he saw someone swimming across this big lake in Taiwan.
Sun Moon Lake.
Sun Moon Lake in Taichung.
Yeah,
it's a big lake in Taiwan. And he saw that, and Shifu at that time thought, oh, I want to emulate. I want to do that too. So Shifu knew how to swim. But so he jumped into the water and started swimming. But once he gets to the center of the lake, there was actually a vortex, and he got caught into the vortex and almost drowned. Fortunately, at that time, a boat came by and rescued him. So this is a real experience from Shifu's life, and it was very left a very, very deep impression on him. And he learned at that time that there are things that he is capable of doing, but there are also things that he should know he's not capable or lack the ability to do.
1998年，那个时候我们上周的香港道场刚刚在盖的时候，就是这个建筑工程在盖的时候，然后呢，有挖了一条那个沟，那个是。不一定叫水沟，可是挖了一条沟子。那我跟师父呢，两个人去寻这个建筑的地方，然后呢要经过那个沟。那如果不经过那个沟呢，就是要走弯一条路这样子过来。那其实不是很远的路，可是呢，他那个时候大概已经70来岁，他就从这边的那个。这边的沟就跳过去，一跳过去了，他说不行，他跳过去以后他就说不行，这个下次不能这样子做，因为已经老了。
I remember back in 1998, at that time, upstate DDRC is still under construction, and so Shifu and I, we went to DDRC to look at the progress of the construction. And at that time, they made a ditch in the ground. So to get to where we want to go, we actually have to go across the ditch, or we have to take a small detour. It's not very far to go around that ditch. And I remember at that time, Shifu was already in his 70s. And instead of going around, he tried to jump over. And he jumped over the ditch, but then he immediately said to me, next time we shouldn't be doing this. I'm already too old to do this jump.
Okay. 好。那所以呢，师父虽然是会讲英文，那普通的就是交谈啊，还可以，可是呢，他的演讲的时候呢，他是不会用英文演讲的。
So similarly, even though Shifu, he was able to speak English and he was able to carry on conversation, daily conversations with no problem. But during his public talks, he refrained from doing that and he didn't give any English talks directly.
所以呢，是需要有弟子来帮他翻译，就像我现在需要他来翻译一样。
So he needed translators to help him translate the talk, just like what I have right now.
可是呢，这个弟子在翻译的时候有一些时候呢，他弟子翻的那个英文那个词句这个不是很妥当的时候呢，他就帮这个弟子提供这个字，我们叫做神来之笔的，给他提醒一下子。
So during the translation, sometimes the translator may not be very accurate. So at moments like that, Shifu would then just come in a very timely manner and give the perfect translation for that word.
我都相信大家这个西方人这个大概都会有这种经验，曾经体验过师父这种神来之笔，有没有？
I'm sure that many of you here, especially the English speakers, if you had attended Shifu's talk before, you probably had this kind of experience where he would just very timely give that perfect translation.
Is that right, Anselma? Oh. 那还有一个故事呢，这个故事就是说这个有一位菩萨啊，南众啊，然后呢是他台湾来的，然后呢他来，然后呢他变成公民以后，他就跟师父讲啊，我虽然大概是不能做美国总统了，可是呢我一定要做这个议员，我要进这个国会议员，我要做最最高的。
So there was another story. There was a practitioner, a student of Shi Fu. He came to the U.S. from Taiwan and he became a U.S. citizen. And then he told Shi Fu, even though I cannot become a U.S. president, but I have decided, I'm determined to become a congressman or whatever the highest position, public position that I can obtain.
是不是可以啊？这个，就是你变成公民以后就可以这个竞选议员，可以吗？好像可以。
Is it true that once you become the citizen, you can run for become a congressman or a senate? That's true, right?
可是呢，就是当他说这句话的时候，其实以当时他的能力来讲，他是不够的。然后我们也看得很清楚，大概是不行。
So, even though it's true as a fact, but at that time when the person said this, we knew that he didn't quite have the ability, and so it's probably not going to happen the way he wanted to be.
好，啊，因此呢，这一点第四点其实是想跟大家分享，就是说，其实应该要清楚自己的能力，能做跟不能做是什么。
So the fourth point is about really you have to know yourself and know what your own ability, your own limitations, what you are capable of and what you are not capable of.
好，第五点就是说要很清楚的自己要走的方向是什么。
The fifth point is you have to be very clear about your own direction and path.
清楚自己要走的方向呢，还要把它实践出来。
Once you are clear about your direction, you actually have to put in the work to actualize it.
那个时候我在台湾的时候呢，也听到师父有关师父的一个故事，就是说那个时候我们法鼓山也是在盖。然后呢，包山的祈愿观音殿的前面那个水池，那个时候呢是建筑师，因为那个祈愿观音殿应该是在三楼，然后呢建筑师就是非常的反对哈，在观音殿的前面盖一个水池，为什么反对呢？反对的原因就是说。如果你盖这个水池啊，保养起来很困难，非常容易的漏水。
So this brings to my mind another story of Shi Fu. Back then when the Dharma Drum Mountain in Taiwan was still under construction, at that time they were working on this hall of Avalokitesvara on the third floor. 祈愿观音殿有个正式的名字吗？So it's a hall, especially for the Guanyin Bodhisattva. It's on the third floor, and Shifu had wanted to have a fountain right in front of this hall. And at that time, the architect was strongly against this idea because it's difficult to have a water pond on the third floor. It's hard to take care of, and it's likely that it's going to leak in the future.
嗯，然后呢，因为在这个很多反对的声音之下呢， 师父就说 OK 就不做了。然后呢真正的要去开始去做的时候呢，有一天就突然之间就是师父说开会，然后呢就说好要做。
And because so many people were against it, at that time, Shifu said, okay, fine, let's not do it then. But then when they're about to start working on this hall, one day Shifu said, okay, let's do a last minute meeting. And during the meeting, he said, we're still going to have this pool.
所以呢就把这个就是大家去努力是把这个工程完成。然后呢这个完成以后我们才看到哇有这个水池，这个水池蛮大的哈，那个感觉是完完全全不一样。所以其实师父是非常清楚他想要的，就是大众其实是如果是有这个水池的话呢，这个是非常好的一件事情。
So because of his decision, then we all had to really work really hard together to make this happen. And once the hall was completed,then finally we were all able to see that wow, what a drastic difference this pond had made to the entire construction, to the entire building, that to have this water pool, water fountain in front of the hall really does make a big difference. So this shows that Shifu actually had a very clear vision all along.
那从这里呢我们看到有些时候呢我们师父给一个譬如就是说修禅的人就像是那个个性就像什么像水一样。怎么讲呢，就是说水它你放在任何一个容器的时候呢，那个水就变成那个容器的形状可是呢那个水性是没有变的，水的本质是没有变的。然后呢当水它的个性是往下流的只要有空间它就流，它是往下的。那可是呢当它有阻力的时候呢它就暂停比如说有很多石头有很多东西挡住它暂停。可是呢那个水呢会一直上涨嘛，那个水它涨到某一个高的程度呢，它噗一下子它就又在流了，就冲过那些阻力往下流。那这个呢是水的性，那修行的人或是学禅的人呢也可以学的这样子那个水的个性。
So this is another example, and Shifu used this analogy to teach us about how a Chan practitioner should be. Now a Chan practitioner should be like water. How is that so? Water has the ability to fit into all sorts of containers.In the squarish containers, it becomes squarish, etc. All sorts of containers the water can fit into, but the essence of the water remains the same. Water also has another characteristics, where it flows toward lower positions, or it goes down. And, but whenever it comes up to some sort of obstacles, then the water will stop.But if you start accumulating more and more water, the water will gradually go up and then eventually will work through this obstacle and break away from the obstacle.
所以呢学禅的人呢应该也可以就是说让自己很多时候处理事情是不是可以像水一样的柔软，可是呢它的水性不会变它的特质不会变，可是呢它可以跟着环境来调整。
So a Chan practitioner should try to emulate the water especially when we are dealing with our daily issues in our daily settings, that we should be asmalleable as water and change according to the condition. At the same time, the essence of the water has always remained the same, but it has the ability to make adjustments and adapt to different sorts of conditions.
好，另外一点应该是第六点禅师 是能屈能伸的。怎么说呢？就是说，当师父在台湾的时候呢，其实他是非常重要的人物，你要见到他是不是那么容易的。然后呢，能够见到他就是远远的，他在高高的在台上，远远的在台下的看到他。可是呢，他在台湾的在台湾是这个样子，在美国的时候呢就不一样。怎么不一样呢？有些时候啊，他还可以帮你开门呢。我们的菩萨有人遇到了这样的情形啊。
So the sixth point is charm masters have the ability to adapt to all sorts of situations. And the literal translation of Chinese, the phrase that Fa Shi used, is it has the ability to contract and crawl up when the situations call for it. But when the situations call for it, it can also expand and take a higher position. So, Shifu embodied this characteristics perfectly. In Taiwan, he was actually considered a very important figure who has high position. In Taiwan, it's really difficult to see him in person. If you do see him in person, it will be from distance. It's not easy to see him face to face. But here in the U.S., he becomes very approachable, and you can see him sometimes even opening the door for people who come to the Chan Center.
那记得有一次那个我们刚刚买这个地方的时候，因为今天都讲关于师父的很多的事情，是因为看到很多老朋友，所以呢分享一下这个师父的一个故事。那个时候呢是我们刚刚买这个地方，买这个地方的时候呢，我们就要做那个 construction work。那在下面地下室啊，我们有敲敲打打。啊，师父呢是刚刚从台湾呢、啊，刚刚回来。他回来没有多，就是没有几天啊。他看到我们在下面在工作，他也到下面去，拿着那个很大的那个，让他敲。我们看他呢又瘦啊，又小的样子，我们真的是不忍。可是呢。他坚持他要做了。
As a side note, I'm sharing a lot of stories about Shifu today is because coming back here, I see a lot of familiar faces. And so it's a perfect time to share Shifu's stories. So the story that's related to the point I was trying to make, where a charm master is able to assume all sorts of positions, is another of Shifu's story. When this place was first purchased, it went through construction, and we were doing a lot of banging and clanging downstairs in the basement, trying to make adjustments and build things. And Shifu came back, returned to New York, and he also picked up a big hammer and started pounding things away. And us, we are the disciples of Shifu, and we see him, this, you know, really skinny and frail body, and doing all this heavy work. We didn't really want him to do it, but he insisted to join us in the work.
然后有一次呢，有一位台湾的信众，他就到这边来，他到这边来的时候呢，他好高兴啊，因为可以跟师父同一张桌子吃饭，又可以跟师父谈话，好高兴。
And once there was a disciple from Taiwan who came over here, and this disciple was really, really happy because here in Chan Center, he's able to sit at the same table with Shifu, sharing the meal, and also talk to Shifu face to face.
然后呢，回到台湾的时候呢，他就适应不良。
But when he went back to Taiwan, he couldn't quite adjust.
好。那我们跟着师父的时候呢，是跟他学禅，然后呢跟他学佛法，大概应该大家应该很清楚了，就是说他教的方法是非常的多的，从放松啊，到体验呼吸，到数息，到念佛，到直观打坐， 到墨照到话头，除了这些以外呢，如果是我们旧的信众哈，也大概也会知道它叫什么月光三昧、醍醐灌顶跟海音三昧等等。海音三昧应该是 Ocean Seal Samadhi 啊。
So we follow the Shifu and try to learn Chan and Buddhism from Shifu, Buddha Dharma from Shifu. And for those of you who have been studying under Shifu for a long time, you would know that Shifu actually had taught many different methods. For instance, relaxation, breathing, counting breath, recitation of the Buddha's name. Shikantaza, just sitting, and silent illumination, also hua tou. And in addition, Shifu had also taught the samadhi of moonlight samadhi, as well as prayers and initiation. And also Shifu had taught the samadhi of ocean seal samadhi.
那个数息，光是数息哈，大家知道就是很多这个方式来数。第一个呢是最正常的，就是数出息，呼气出息的数啊，那是最正常。然后呢是数一到十，每一次呼出去都数一个号码，这个大家可能都知道嘛哈。
So let's just take counting breath for example. As a method, it actually has many permutations, many different variations as well. For instance, the most typical one is counting the out breath from 1 to 10. That's the most typical way of practicing this method.
然后呢，如果呢数的不好的时候呢，就可以倒过来数，就是从十数回到一。
And if you're not able to use this method very well, then you can reverse the numbers, counting back from 10 to 1.
然后呢，不行的话呢，就是可以隔着数，就是说从一、三、五、七、九、十一、十三、十五、十七、十九，就是总共十个号码。
And if it still doesn't work, then you can skip a number, count the even number or the odd number. For instance, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17, 19. In other words, you should have 10 numbers in total.
所以呢，这个隔着数，而顺着隔着数，那是要么是单数，要么是双数。啊，不行的话呢，再不行的话就反过来数，也是隔的，可是呢就变成20, 18, 16, 14, 12这样子，还是十个号码，要不然就是说19, 17这样子反过来数。
If it still doesn't work, then you can do it backwards, also skipping a number, just counting the odd number or the even number. For instance, 20, 18, 16, 14, 12. It could also be the odd numbers, but you count backwards, skipping a number.
那如果这个还不行怎么办？
If it still doesn't work, then what do you do?
有没有听过师父怎么教啊？如果这个还不行怎么办呢？
Have you heard what Shifu had taught? Trying to deal with situations where it still doesn't work, no matter what you do?
有人点头哈。
Some of you are nodding.
那个时候呢，就看你的念头，然后呢，将你的念头哈，因为这杂念太多嘛，将你的念头呢分类。那怎么分类法呢？就是说，可能是想到是女朋友了，那你就是一知道自己想到女朋友的时候呢，就说啊，女朋友一，这是第一次的意思。然后女朋友二，啊，女朋友三，那想到别的也是一样啊，想到一些这个贪欲的事情，那你就贪欲一，或是想到一些妒忌的事情， 那也是一样。啊，这样子你分类给它分类啊，就是有点像是那个仓库里头啊，很多东西很乱的时候，你给它分类以后呢，就东西是整齐的，而很容易找到那些分类。
If it still doesn't work, then Shifu had the method he taught was to observe and to watch your thought. The reason why you're not able to use these different variations of the method is because you have way too many wandering thoughts. So you observe your thoughts and start categorizing them. So for instance, you are thinking about your girlfriend. One thought of your girlfriend pops up. You say, girlfriend one, girlfriend two. Similarly, if you are thinking about something related to greed, you say greed one, greed two, or jealousy one, jealousy two. By doing so, it's like you have a storage, and then you categorize everything in the storage room, and they become very easy to find.
然后如果是你这样子还是不行，那怎么办呢？
What do you do if it still doesn't work?
记得有一次是师父已经讲了这方法很多，然后呢他最后加上一句话说，如果还不行的话呢， I give up.
So I remember when Shifu was saying he had already spent a long time talking about all these variations of the same method, and he kept, and at the end of it he said, if this still doesn't work, you might as well just give up.
其实呢还是有办法的。
In actuality, there are still methods that you can use.
就是不要用方法。
The method is not using any method.
就是光是坐在那边好好的享受你坐在现在坐在这里就好。
Just sit there and enjoy the very fact that you are sitting there.
有没有？我们有没有人试过这样子，什么方法都不行，那就是坐在这边嘛。
Have any of you tried this method where none of these will work, and then you just sit there and enjoy the moment sitting there? Have you tried it before?
很好，那你比师傅还厉害哦。
If so, then you're actually even more skillful, better than 师傅。
好，那。刚刚有提到呢，这个醍醐灌顶这个方法，醍醐灌顶呢，醍醐是一种最精炼的就是比那个奶油还是最好的提炼出来的一种，从牛奶提炼出来的啊，牛奶从牛奶，然后呢到乳酪啊。就是大概是 yogurt 吧，然后呢到不晓得会不会翻译啊，生酥，然后呢熟酥，再提炼再上去呢就到醍醐啊，可能是 cheese 啊，然后呢 ripen cheese， 然后呢最后一个可能叫做它那个 ghee、oh, good yeah, good
So what another method the Shifu had taught is called, it's a form of initiation, and the literal translation would be ghee initiation. So ghee is actually a substance in India, and it's made out of milk. And milk will go through several steps of process. So from milk, then you get...For instance, yogurt, and further process, you get cheese, all sorts of different cheese, cottage cheese or, you know, firm cheese. And so the categorization is a little bit different in India. And the final product, the very best, very essence concentrated of this milk would be ghee.
那为什么讲这个方法其实是一个禅修的方法。就是说那个我们想象那个这个醍醐是清清凉凉的在我们头上，然后慢慢的这个它会流到我们的经过我们头，然后流到我们的身体，是一种清凉的感觉。那在禅期期间呢，那个时候早期啊，师父就教这个方法，然后有一些禅众呢是用这个方法。
Why do we talk about ghee? It's used as an analogy for chan practice. So by doing this, you visualize having this very pure essence of milk, this really wondrous substance resting on top of your head. And it's very cooling and very wholesome. And it will gradually flows down to the rest of your body, resulting a sensation of cooling and ease and peace. So this is one method that Shifu had used in the earlier days, and some people had actually practiced using this method as well.
因此呢，我们现在呢，就把这个方法就变成一个放松的方法。怎么个放松呢？就是说，我们不要特别去想这个清凉的感觉是在头上，然后不要去想那块这个 ghi 啊，那它融化，然后它流下来，不需要这样子想，而是直接的去感觉我们的头部，去感觉就好。
So later on, we have actually changed this method a little bit and turned it into the method of relaxation.And using the method of realization, you don't particularly focus on this ghi sitting on top of this particular part of your head. You don't have to be so specific. Instead, you just start from the top of your head and start scanning your body and relaxing the whole body from top down.
那我们在用这个方法的时候呢，就只需要知道那个部分的感觉，不需要叫它放松，连放松都不要讲。
When we're using this method, we have to become aware of the sensation of the particular part of body that you're focusing on. But you don't even have to use the word relaxation. You don't really think about relaxation. Just focus on that sensation.
那身体的那个部分呢？那个感觉是什么？知道就好。然后呢，停留一阵子，然后呢，继续往下。
You just have to be aware of the sensation, not dwelling on it, but just be aware of it and stay there for a few moments and then move on.
那个感觉可能是紧的，可能是松的，可能是热的，可能是暖的，反正那什么感觉都，你当下去感觉就很清楚就知道。
So that sensation might be tension, tense, it could be a relaxed sensation, or it could be hot or warm or whatever. And you don't think too much about it, you just stay in the moment and feel it, be aware of it, attend to it.
一步步的这样子下来，不叫它放松，可是直接什么感觉就是这样子。那你从头到脚的这样子做几次以后呢，就达到这个放松的效果。
So you do this method from your top of your head to the rest of your body. You don't have to call it relaxation. You don't have to try to relax. You just become aware of the sensation of that particular part of the body and scan down gradually. After a few runs, your body will relax naturally.
这样子这个方法大家清楚吗？
Are you clear about this method now?
要不要试用一下？
Do you want to try?
要试的时候呢，就是我讲大家跟着做就好，然后呢直接的去感觉哦。那所以呢，因此呢，我要先讲，先让大家体验一下，你要知道你的身体的感觉。这个有些人是不知道自己身体感觉的，或者是对自己身体的感觉是不是那么清楚的。
So to give it a try, you just follow my instruction, just follow everything that I say. And all you have to do is become aware of the sensation of that particular part of the body that I'm calling.Some people may not be very in tune with their body or may actually be quite removed from the sensation of the body. But just try, be aware of that feeling.
那所以呢，我就先问一下哈，比如说你现在 你知不知道你眼睛有什么感觉？
So let's give it a try. Do you know what your eye, what sensations you are getting from your eyes?
不知道的请举手。
If you can't feel it, please raise your hand.
好。没有感觉表示说那个地方是没有什么特别的感觉。
If you are not feeling anything, that means that place is not giving off any particular feeling. It's not, you can't label it.
所以呢，你还是知道那个是什么感觉。
But you're still aware of that feeling.
好，那现在不知道嘛哈？那现在呢？你现在先检查自己的身体，哪一个部分是对你来讲，它的感觉是比较强的，很明显的，然后那个感觉是什么，你要知道。
Now, scan through your body and examine different parts of your body and see which part of the body gives off a stronger sensation and try to see what that sensation is. The part of the body that gives off a stronger sensation and what is it?
好，这样子知道吗？刚刚举手不知道的人现在知道吗？
Now do you feel it? Those people who raised your hand earlier, are you able to feel that part of the body that gives a stronger sensation?
可以吗？
Is it working?
知道了，我们就可以来体验一下哈。
Now we can move on and try this method.
记得呢，知道就好。不需要想这个感觉是对的错的喜欢的不喜欢的。
And remember, just be aware of that feeling, that sensation, that's enough. You don't have to think more saying this is a good or bad feeling, I like it or not like it. Just be aware of it.
好，清楚的知道自己的头发跟头皮接触的地方，知道就好。
Clearly be aware of that junction where the hair touches your scalp. Just be aware of, have an awareness of that sensation. That's enough.
然后呢，停留一阵子。
Stay in that place.
很清楚的去感受它。
Be aware of it clearly.
清楚的知道额头的感觉。
Clearly be aware of your forehead.
清楚的去感觉眼睛。
Clearly be aware of your eyes.
从皮肤到眼眶到眼球的感觉清清楚楚。
From the skin, outer skin of the eye, to the rim of the eye, to the eyeball.Clearly, distinctively, be aware of each of these parts.
清楚的去体验脸部，包括脸部的皮肤、鼻子、嘴巴、下巴等等。
Clearly, be aware.Of your face, including the skin of your face, your nose, mouth, chin, etc., etc.
清楚的去体验颈部，从皮肤到肌肉，更甚至于到 骨架。
Clearly be aware of your neck from the outer skin to the muscles and even going as deep as the bones.
不需要想象，而是感觉就好。
You're not trying to imagine the sensation, just be aware of it.
清楚地去感受自己的肩膀。
Clearly be aware of your shoulders.
清楚地去感觉两个大手臂，皮肤、肌肉，一直到里头，能够感觉多少就是多少。
Clearly be aware of your arms, going from the outside, the skin, moving inward toward the muscles, and then toward the bones.Just do as much as you're able to do.
Upper arms.
Upper arms.
清楚地去感觉下手臂。
Clearly be aware of your lower arms.
到我们的手。手掌、手指。
Moving to your hand, the palms of your hands, and the fingers.
清楚地去感觉你的胸部、皮肤、肌肉、骨架等等。
Clearly be aware of your chest, from the skin to the muscles, moving inward, so on and so forth.
清楚地去感受自己的腹部。
Clearly be aware of your abdomen.
到我们的背部
Moving to the back.
腰部
To the waist.
臀部
To the buttocks.
臀部跟椅子的接触，清楚知道这个感觉。
Be clearly aware of the sensation where your buttocks is touching your seat.
大腿。
To your thighs.
小腿
To your calves.
这两个脚
To your two feet.
清楚地去体验整个头部。包括眼睛、鼻子、嘴巴、耳朵、头发等等。
Clearly be aware of the entire head, eyes, nose, mouth, ears, skin, hair, so on and so forth.
清楚地去感觉整个上半身。
Clearly be aware of your entire upper body.
整个下半身。
Entire lower body.
清楚地去感觉你全身现在坐在这里。
Clearly be aware of your entire body sitting here.
身体在哪里有比较强的感觉，不要太在意。而知道这个整个身体现在坐在这里。
If there's any particular part of your body that's giving off a stronger sensation, do not pay attention to it. Just be clearly aware of the entire body sitting here.
有念头来也清楚地知道，然后呢回到身体的感觉上。
If any thought arises, clearly be aware of it, then return to the sensation of the entire body.
这个部分在去感受身体的时候呢，它会达到什么样的效果？可以从大家这个回应让我们知道一下。
So this process of becoming aware of your entire body, what kind of effect can you achieve through this? What do you experience? Can you share with us?
Yeah.可以分享吗？谁愿意分享？刚刚这个几分钟的时间，你觉得怎么样
？Would any of you like to share with the rest of us how you feel in this past few minutes? Wait 1 second, please. A
stillness and a sense of peace, and I felt a little tingling, but my mind was blank and I had trouble meditating, and this worked for me. Thank you.
很好。
我感觉到一种平静的感觉，然后身体有些部分有点麻麻的感觉，然后感觉很平静，很平和。
就是心里头不容易打坐，可是透过这个方法呢，好像这个方法还不错。还有吗？还有人分享吗？
Anyone else would like to share?
Thank you. 有吗？有人举手。
我感觉到很集中，很那个平静。不过我不能体会到你说要感觉皮肤跟那个肌肉，我感觉不到，因为它头发我也不能感觉到，我就是感觉到很轻松，很就是 awareness， 就比较好像心情比较静，好像比较清明一点，可是感觉不到 皮肤跟那个肌肉的肌肉的感觉。
I felt I was more focused, peaceful, and be clear. But I was having trouble. I wasn't able to do this being aware of my hair or the skin or where the skin is touching the muscles. I wasn't able to do that just yet.
没有关系哈，能够感觉多少就是多少。心越来越静的时候呢，你才会更清楚的知道这些感受，所以是没关系的。
That's okay. Just do as much as you are able to do. Once your mind becomes calmer and calmer and more still, you will be able to tune in to these finer sensations.
好，那接下来呢是跟大家分享师父教的一个方法，那个方法呢叫做海印三昧。
Next, I'll share with you yet another method that Shifu had taught us, which is the Ocean Seal Samadhi.
这个海印三昧呢，就是说有一点点是说我们叫做想象嘛，这些叫其实一个观想，就是说我们的烦恼也好，我们的身体也好，其实它是非常的微小。
This method, the Ocean Seal Samadhi, is actually invoking some methods of visualization. Trying to visualize whether it's our vexation or our physical body, they are in fact very, very minute.
就算是我们最严重、最严重的这些问题，它都像是一个大海洋里头的什么？一个小泡泡。
Even the most serious problem in our life, they are merely a bubble in this vast, vast ocean.
那因此呢，就是当我们面对到生活中的任何问题，其实我们都可以做这种观想。
So regardless of what kind of problems we encounter in our daily life, we can use this visualization.
所以呢，我们就那个感觉就是说，什么事情都没什么大不了。
So the sensation or the feeling we're trying to evoke is that everything will be okay. I can deal with any problems that come to hand.
因为这些事情都很小很小。
After all these are very, very tiny.
如果是一个大海洋里头的一个小泡泡，水一冲，它就是不见了。
It's only just a little bubble in the vast ocean, and once the water comes, the bubble is gone.
因此呢，就是请大家一起看哦，看这个 PPT， 就准备了这个 PPT， 那上面有中文也有英文。
So now I'm going to invite you to watch this little clip on PowerPoint to illustrate my point.
那这个部分呢，可能大家有人看过，在网络上面可能看过。
You might have seen this previously, and there's actually both Chinese and English on the PowerPoint.
那这是大家稍微注意听看一下就知道了。这个没有声音的，是音乐背景而已。就是大家看那个字，那如果是后面看不到，可能要往前一点。
There's no talking, just music. So you have to read the words on the PowerPoint. And for those of you sitting in the back, if you're not able to see it, you might have to move forward, please. Thank you.
是不是蛮有趣的？
Isn't it interesting?
那么久以前，我们佛陀就教我们这个海印三昧这个方法了。
Very long time ago, the Buddha had already taught us the method of ocean seal samadhi.
那这个呢是给大家看到，我可能又用这个新的名词叫做宇宙三昧。
And through this illustration, perhaps I can apply a new terminology and call this the samadhi of the universe or the cosmos.
那所以我们的问题是不是那么严重啊？
So after all, are all our problems so serious?
所以这个我们当我们其实那个时候早期师父就教我们的有一些菩萨们呢，就教他用这个方法海印三昧这个方法，然后他在生活里头他也用的时候，哎，还蛮受用的。
Actually, in the earlier days, Shifu had already taught some of the practitioners here this method of the ocean seal. And when people applied it to their daily life, they found it very effective.
好，今天时间差不多。
Our time seems to be up already today.
非常感谢。
Thank you so much.
能够又见到大家，好高兴。
I'm extremely happy to be able to see all of you again.
老菩萨、老朋友，然后呢还有新朋友。
The old friends and new friends.
Thank you.
谢谢。